A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and put this question to him, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died, leaving no descendants. So the second brother married her and died, leaving no descendants, and the third likewise. And the seven left no descendants. Last of all, the woman also died. At the resurrection, when they arise, whose wife will she be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like the angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the finest spiritual works that I've ever read is entitled, "I Want to See God." And the author takes that phrase from words of St. Teresa of Avila. When St. Teresa of Avila was a little girl, maybe 10 years old, she convinced her younger brother to set off with her to go convert the Muslims. So they left on foot, journeying to distant lands. And thankfully, before they got to the edge of the town, one of their uncles saw them and brought them back home. And their hope was, when after converting many Muslims, that their life would be taken, right? They would die as martyrs. So they get back home, and her parents say, "Teresa, why did you do that to us?" Her response, "I went because I want to see God. And to see Him, you have to die." I went because I want to see God, and to see Him, you have to die. In 7 years of priesthood, being with many, many people, shortly before they pass from this life, do you know how many of them have spoken of a desire to see God? I can count them on less than one hand. Now, they say things that, of course, would be the desire of the human heart. I want to be with my spouse. I want to be with my children who have gone before me. I want to be with my ancestors. But so few ever speak of a desire, a longing to want to be with God. And yet that is what our hearts were made for. The vision of God is heaven. And in that vision, every desire of our hearts will be satiated. But so often there's this tendency to look at heaven in a worldly way. Like the Sadducees, who didn't believe in the resurrection because, you know, they come up, they try to debunk it. Oh, this woman, seven husbands, whose husband is she going to be? Heaven is so much more than that, is what our Lord is saying, and you should not view it with worldly eyes. Another thing, oftentimes at funerals, people speak in another way, and they'll say things. In speaking of a person who's deceased, it's like everything's just done. Right? And that's not what we believe. We believe life really begins when we pass from this life. That the fullness of life starts after we die. Which is what our Lord is saying here. God is the God of the living, not of the dead. Just recently, someone gave me a book on apparitions of modern day saints. And I was flipping through it this morning. I can't wait to read the whole thing. All these amazing stories. And I want to share with you just one, to get to our Lord's point today. There was a woman, Mary Wilson, born in 1846. She goes to a Jesuit university, St. Louis University. here in our country. And when she's there, someone brings her to her first Catholic Mass, and she is immediately converted. She knows that the Catholic faith must be the truth. So she begins course in RCA, becomes a Catholic. As soon as she becomes a Catholic, she has a burning desire to become a religious sister, to give her life to God in that way. So she enters the monastery, her postulancy. Before she even becomes a novice, which just takes 1 year to go from postulancy to the novitiate, she starts becoming seriously ill. She begins to have terrible pains in her side and begins to throw up blood. After a few of these sessions, she becomes bedbound, and the sisters think she's not going to live very long. So one of the sisters goes to the Mother Superior and says, "Mother, I know of a beatified man, Blessed John Berkman, a Jesuit, who died as a novitiate. He never had the chance to become a priest. Maybe we could say a novena to him. Ask for his intercession. Perhaps a miracle would be granted to this young woman." So they begin the novena. As the days go on, her condition just worsens. And then the sisters start to think, you know, maybe we should just pray that he helps her with a peaceful death, that he reduces her pain. On the eighth day, this woman, Mary Wilson, lying in her bed, she's at the very end, and she just has the strength to reach over to the nightstand and take a little holy card of Blessed John Berkman, and she placed it on her mouth. Now, because she had been throwing up blood, her tongue had become swollen, and she had lost the ability to speak for a few days. She takes this holy card, places it upon her mouth, and in her heart says, "If you can work miracles, I wish you would do something for me." Immediately she hears a clear voice say, "Open your mouth." It was the voice of a young man. She obeyed, and she felt a finger placed on her swollen, bloody tongue. The same voice continued, "You get the desired dress that you await, your habit. Be faithful. Have confidence. Fear not." Opening her eyes, she saw a figure beside her, the figure of a young man. She said, "Are you Blessed John Berkman?" He said, "Yes." He said, "I came here by the order of God. Your sufferings are over." That was the miracle which brought him to canonization. God is the God of the living, not of the dead.